Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so it's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here again.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of...
So we thought. So this station is having all sorts of technical difficulties this morning, so they said, hey, go on the air early. So we're here 2 minutes early, so you get free Jason Bishop in your radio dial for an extra free 2 minutes. Since Kip's not here, Andy Jones is sitting in with me.
Good morning, everyone. It is a pleasure to be here, sir.
Kip's still on vacation. So we got a lot to talk about. The Masters is going on. The Atlanta Braves are contending for the National League East in the first 2 weeks of the season. And by the way, Paul Johnson has been extended by Georgia Tech. It's crazy right now. It is literally crazy in the studio. There's stuff that's airing. There's alarms that are going off.
We got gremlins running all over the station.
It's insane. Alarms going off. Commercials firing off when they're not supposed to. Dead air. That's what happens when the producer goes on vacation.
Hey, we saw some pretty good basketball this week, too. At least one game Monday night with Villanova, Michigan. And I got to tell you, Jason, I don't really get into college basketball that much, but wow. Wow, those guys. Villanova was quite impressive to watch on the floor. They bring a new meaning to the term active shooter, for sure, watching those guys work the floor.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that. Villanova, by the way, won a national championship.
It's pretty impressive. The only time I really get interested in basketball, I'm one of those guys, is during March Madness. And just to watch that caliber was pretty impressive. Those guys were really, really impressive to watch. Very physical in the lane. It was a great national championship game.
Just to give you an idea of what we're working with, this might end up being the worst show ever. But just to give you an idea, there's a log, right, that's supposed to have our scheduled breaks and all that stuff. It just went off the computer. Just said, deuces.
I'm watching the computer screen as we speak, and then there's actually a gremlin that's got a hold of the mouse somewhere. We don't know where that is. It's
somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and by Nash Contractors.
Well, here comes the warm weather, and it's time to make sure your HVAC system is up to par. Nash Contractors is licensed and insured with courteous professional technicians and an 82-point checklist. We will check it all, from thermostats to condensers. Commercial or residential, Nash Contractors is locally owned and operated for 35 years, servicing all of Glynn County and surrounding areas. Financing is available on new units. Phone number 912-634-1598. Check them out on the web, nashcontractors.com.
Here's the scary thing. With that screen blank, the listeners, the audience are just going to have to do. We can't go to commercial.
Well, I think we just had one.
Well, we can't go to commercial unless we do a live commercial break, and we don't have that stuff in front of us to do it.
I'm going
to
need a tambourine and maybe a kazoo.
This is going to be an awesome show. At least I have my voice back. I don't know if you guys heard last week, but Scott's been set. Kip's been on vacation for 2 weeks because that's just kind of the stuff he does. He's pretty much the star of the show. He does what he wants.
You know, it's nice to know that I know someone that can take a 2-week vacation.
Yeah, I hear that. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. I can't guarantee that the calls will come through and work.
We don't know.
Don't know, but we'll try it. If you miss any of this show, it will stream on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. eventually we'll get our Facebook Live stuff up, but we've had to have our phones to communicate with the producer who is somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean to try to help us even get this show started.
It's amazing. Jason, you follow any F1, any Formula One racing?
I mean, no.
You know, they're just starting their season. I guess they had one race down in Australia, and I think they're back at it in Bahrain this week. If you're into that sort of thing, you know, I'm a motorsports kind of guy, and that's kind of the creme de la creme. Ferraris, Mercedes, kind of doing their things. Big battle going on right now between those two groups. I think they've got a race scheduled for maybe 11 or so in the morning. Time's a little different, you know, over in the sandbox. You kind of adjust your schedule for the racing over there, but kind of excited to see the Formula One back up and running. I know summer's on the way when you start seeing the Formula One run cars out on the track.
We're scheduled to have golf today in Augusta?
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm just looking at the weather, Jason. Looks like it's weather doesn't look too good for Augusta right now. It doesn't look good for us, but you know. Maybe they'll be able to get something in the afternoon for sure. But right now, just looking at the weather, it looks like they may have had a little bit of thunder rolling through. And you know, we're expected to get some of that stuff this evening. What's really been just a fun tournament, you know, watched whenever I've had the opportunity to catch the television or turn it on and watch the Augusta National again is pristine, just a beautiful thing. And, pretty good golf being played.
Patrick Reed's above or on top of the leaderboard at 9 under. Leishman right behind him at 7 under. And then we've got some names: Henrik Stenson, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, the rookie Tony Finau, Ricky Fowler, etc., etc. A lot of guys that we know: Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, all within striking distance heading into the weekend. And of course, yes, we'll give you a Tiger Woods update. So Tiger Woods is at 4 over. He made the cut. He's going to be playing. I think having Tiger Woods in the tournament, even if he doesn't contend, is fantastic for the PGA.
Well, it's good to see him back competing. He's definitely had his issues, problems that he's facing, both his personal, I guess, he's had some health issues, some back issues as well. It's good to see him, you know. You know, old guys like me and you, we like hanging on to things. And, you know, when we were getting old, he was the new guy that we were watching playing golf and doing really well. We were really excited about the youth part. Now he's old and we're just older. It's the reality of life and the game. I got to tell you, I saw an interview yesterday after Jordan Spieth came off the course. And should I say just respectful confidence, an air about him during that interview that was very impressive. Someone who's been there before and done it. I like his chances.
You're talking about the Spieth interview. I kind of felt the same way with the Tiger interview. So basically the way that I saw this is he didn't have the best first two rounds. And I thought Tom Rinaldi asked a very awesome question, a very intelligent question to ask Tiger Woods in that situation. And so I'm summarizing, paraphrasing here. So basically Tom Rinaldi said, okay, you haven't had the best of two rounds, but you're still Tiger Woods. We know that you want to compete and you're Tiger Woods. What do you need to do to win this thing? Basically is what Rinaldi was saying. And Tiger's answer was perfect. I have to have a lot go right, but I'm still Tiger Woods. That was, I thought, was the perfect answer. Yeah, he didn't quite say that, but that's what he was saying.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. And that has a lot to do with his confidence. I guess we'll have to wait and see what the red shirt does Sunday, I guess. You know, he's going to make the cut, and we'll see where he goes.
It would be a media feeding frenzy.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
It would be, that's what I do on the show. It would be a media feeding frenzy if Tiger puts together two rounds, spectacular rounds where he pulls himself to within three or four strokes of the lead, hitting around Amen Corner. And now the talk is going
to
be.
Did you dream this last night?
Yeah, I do a lot of this. So now the narrative would be, can Tiger do the impossible?
And now we go to Jason Bishop on the 18. Jason?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sergio Garcia done before he ever really got started.
That was hard to believe. And he was going. He was like actually one of my favorites going into the tournament. And wow, I saw his scorecard and I'm like, what? Wow, what a train wreck! Oh, that was just ugly. It was ugly.
So you're picking
Jordan.
You're picking Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, I think he's. I think he's well positioned. You know, Jason. And you know this as well. All guys play certain courses better than others. There's no doubt about that. You've got some guys that really play certain courses well, and I think Augusta National is one of his places. He just it's the way he swings. It's a good feel for him, and he does well. And he's been there. He's been down that road. He understands the pressures and how to cope with those pressures. And yeah, I really like his chances there. We'll see him in another green jacket.
Again, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Andy Jones sitting in for Kip Branch. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. We're on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Any of the show that you miss, thesouthernsportsedition.com. I don't know that we're going to do Facebook. I thought we might. I don't think that we're going to do Facebook Live today because I have to have my phone to communicate with my producer who is somewhere in the Atlantic.
Well, especially the way you've been throwing things around the studio this morning, trying to get the board up working. I don't know if that really make for good Facebook.
It is fantastic just to think that we're on the air right now, considering where we were 20 minutes ago.
When I came in here and I saw the fiasco that was going on in the studio, I thought, well, this was a wasted trip.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm making you no guarantees. We're going to go to break. We may go to commercial. We may not. And once we go to commercial, we may be back. We may not be.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing. We keep you covered.
Gold Miles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Miles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldmilespharmacy.com.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
We made it back, but while we're at break, my log went out again. So that means we can't go to commercial again. Probably.
Awesome.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's on vacation. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. I can't guarantee they're going to make it to the board to be able to get you on air, but we'll try. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com if you miss any of the show. Andy Jones sitting in for Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Urgent Med One, Pyramid Roofing, and by Brogans.
And boy, how about your new local roofing experts? Well, that is Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time, and they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call at 912-275-9595 or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing will keep you covered.
That's when you know you've made it as a show, when sponsors start saying, put your show name in to receive a discount.
BISHOP.
BISHOP. That's where we are.
I'm sure those guys are having quite a business after two hurricanes in a year or two.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. I'm still waiting on work to get done at my place, and I've been waiting on contractors since November.
Well, I just got a tree guy over to my house this past Friday.
The Atlanta Braves are contending for the National League East. They are 5-2 on the season. They are a game out of first place in the NL East, a game behind the Mets, and they're doing it without any starting pitching, really. They've had a couple of good starts from Brandon McCarthy. Yesterday, McCarthy gave the Atlanta Braves, listen to this, we've been playing almost 2 weeks, week and a half. Yesterday was the first start that the Braves got from any of their starters where the starter finished the sixth inning and gave a quality start. And they're still 5-2, basically without the starters doing their job. So they're doing it with all offense, and the bullpen has been outstanding.
Well, I'm setting myself up for a great disappointment with the Braves. I don't want to get too excited. I'm sure that before the break in the summer, the wheels will have come completely off the wagon, and we'll be sitting here making jokes about the new stadium.
First place on the line if the Mets drop another game. 5-2. The thing with the rotation is I feel like Julio Teheran isn't what we thought he was going to be. I feel like the Teheran all the way coming up through the minors, the Braves got tons of offers for the guy. They never shipped him out because we kept hearing he's eventually going to become a shutdown number one ace. Well, if it walks like a duck, and it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah.
You see, Jason, what you and I don't get is we don't understand the business of baseball. Now, you can love baseball and be a great and be a baseball fan, but unless you understand the business of baseball, making those kind of decisions just is totally confusing, and it'll really just aggravate you to the point of no end. Because yeah, you look at some things that they do. That management does, and I can go back. You know, you can go back and look at for just about as long as I've been breathing. You think, why are they doing that? But you know, it's the business. It's the business of baseball. Who knows?
Teheran has now he'll be 27 in May, and quite frankly,
it's retirement.
He's the number one pitcher in the Braves rotation. But in comparison to Major League Baseball, if he was on a good staff, he would be a three. He's a solid Major League number three starter that's pitching as the Braves number one. So eventually, if the Braves are going to continue to contend this season and possibly beyond this season, they're going to have to address the starting rotation, and Julio Teheran cannot be your number one guy.
Again, when you start looking into the minds of the guys making those kind of decisions, it's where are you trying to be good? Where are you trying to be good? Bishop, you trying to be good early, or are you looking for maybe long haul down? Are you looking at things on down and through the season?
Julio Teheran currently, through two starts for this season, has an ERA of 10.13. Sean Newcomb, who will get the ball today, he's only had one start. He's over 10 as well.
Where are they today?
Colorado.
They'll play there. I'm not sure they would play if they were home today, but yeah, they'll play there. Should be good.
They'll be in Colorado. Newcomb's got an ERA over 10 in one start. Teheran an ERA over 10 in two starts. Meanwhile, the bullpen and the offense have carried this team. But eventually, the median's going to come back. The bullpen isn't that great. There are some guys that are pitching over their heads. And the offense will also come back down to earth. They lead Major League Baseball in runs by 15, do the Atlanta Braves.
Injuries.
Injuries to?
Still early. They're coming.
Oh.
Like I said, Bishop, there's plenty of time for the wheels to come off the wagon. Let's not put the pennant up yet.
Okay. So here's the thing. While we can, the lock has come back on the computer. So while we can, we're going to try and play for you the Week in Review and the Sound of the Week. God willing, here we go. Week in Review. No dice on the Week in Review. Not happening. Wow.
Yeah, you've got me there. Gremlins.
Unbelievable. I think we can go to break.
Are you sure you want to risk it?
We got to get the sponsors in somehow, some way.
Things are working now.
We thought. And here we go. Two words for you, Tiger Woods. If Julio Teheran and Mike Foltynewicz win 20 games apiece, and if the rest of the staff each win 10, and if Freddie Freeman and Nick Markakis hit at least 25 home runs, and if Dansby Swanson hits at least 280, and if Ronald Acuna wins Rookie of the Year, and if Aroldis Vizcaíno saves 40 games, the Braves are for real. When is Julio Teheran going to become a shutdown ace? Tim Tebow, the best AA player we have ever seen. The Alliance of American Football will kick off 2019. The XFL kicks off in 2020. WWE versus WCW all over again. Von Miller reportedly got arrested in Miami for killing a shark with his bare hands. He got tips from Jim McElwain. Brock Lesnar headed back to the UFC, only to get suspended for steroid use once again. Nick Saban versus LeBron James to the death. The Ravens have decided to give some competition to Joe Flacco by signing RG3. Think about what I just said. And these are my thoughts. I didn't think it was going to play. Don't ever look a gift horse in the mouth. It played. We're happy. And so now, since that played, we're going to try and press our luck. And we're going to try and play the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. What this is the little feud back and forth between Nick Saban and LeBron James. And let's hope this works.
No, I don't have a reaction to it. I think LeBron James is a great player. There's been at least 20 barbershop type things I've seen on TV. I didn't know anybody owned that. I didn't even know he had one. I'm sorry that anybody could be offended by something that we were just having fun with, and I enjoyed it, and we're going to continue to do it.
From a media perspective, you guys know Nick Saban more than I do, so that's exactly what I would think he would say. But I built Uninterrupted for a reason, for us athletes to have a platform to be able to speak about, you know, whatever we want to talk about. And I respect with him as a coach, but I'd be damned if I allow someone to use our platform or try to, do the same thing we're doing and, just think it's okay. So the lawyers will figure it out.
Bam. The lawyers will figure it out. LeBron James dropping the mic. All right, so we're going to try to go to break. Hopefully it'll let us. Hopefully we'll still be here if it does and when we come back. Can't guarantee that either. This is a show where I'm guaranteeing you nothing.
This is a show where the bones are being thrown against the wall, folks. We just don't know how it's going to shake out.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply, fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Here comes the warm weather, and it's time to make sure your HVAC is up to par. Nash Contractors is licensed and insured with courteous professional technicians and an 82-point checklist. We'll check it all, from thermostats to condensers, commercial or residential. Nash Contractors is locally owned and operated for 35 years, servicing all of Glynn County and surrounding areas. Financing available on all new units. Call 912-634-1598, nashcontractors.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports This Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Dish Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Major League Baseball season has begun, and Glynn Academy great Adam Wainwright opened the season on the disabled list for the Cardinals. Wainwright should return from a pulled hamstring next week. Speaking of Glynn Academy greats, former quarterback DJ Dallas has been getting snaps with the first team with the Miami Hurricanes. It looks like Dallas may become the full-time running back next season for Mark Rick's Hurricanes. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The funny thing is, while we're doing the show, I'm actually texting the producer who's somewhere in the Atlantic.
Problem solving. Uh-huh. He's trying to enjoy his vacation, Jason, and all you're doing over here is causing harassing him.
So I want to read you a text. I will try to find out what happened when I returned to shore. We have internet on the boat, but it's sketchy. My bad. Thanks.
Have another Mai Tai.
Yeah. That sounds like you're really concerned. Appreciate that. That just happened. This segment brought to you by Jeff's Pool and Spa Service, Catch 228, Sea Palms, Coastal Realty, and Big City Cleaners.
Summer will be here before you know it, and you should trust Jeff's Pool and Spa Service for all your swimming pool needs. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and servicing Glenn, Camden, and McIntosh counties. Jeff's Pool and Spa Service offers custom maintenance plans with no contract required. Along with maintenance, service, and remodeling, they also offer free water testing and outdoor kitchen design in either of their two fully stocked retail locations in Brunswick and St. Mary's. Come see what the buzz is about at Jeff's Pool and Spa Service. Your pool deserves it.
We just got kicked off the log again. So we may go to commercial later. We may not. We'll see. Georgia Tech has decided that they are going to extend Paul Johnson for at least another 2 years as their head football coach. Paul Johnson has had losing records two of the last three seasons, including this last one. And he had gotten a contract extension not very long ago, just a few years back. He's now been there a little more than, well, he's going into year 11. He's been there for 10 years. He's averaging 7.5 wins a season for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. So the question is 7.5 wins a season good enough if you were the Georgia Tech athletic director to keep Paul Johnson?
Well, Johnson's got a good feel in Atlanta, and that's what we're a feel-good place here at Tech. And I got to tell you, we really like what he's able to do with the kids. He's good with the students. We really like that he has grown into be such a big part of the institution here. So yeah, we're going to keep him on, and well worth it. You know, it's not really all about the winning, Jason. A lot of it has to do with the student development, the things we do here at the university. How'd that sound?
That was good. That was good. 9-4 in 2008, not bad. 11-3 in 2009. 6-7 in 2010. 8-5, 2011, 2012, 7-7. 2013, 7-6. 2014, 11-3. 2015, 3-9.
I used to think the ACC was just falling apart, and I saw DJ Dallas go down to Miami and actually play as a freshman. I thought, you know what? There's some good football played in the ACC. Just, I don't think in Atlanta.
2016, 9-4, and then last season, 5-6 for Paul Johnson. So career, he is 204-121 at Georgia Tech. Nope. My bad. I did my math wrong. 121-83.
We're really good with slide rules.
Man, look, if you're going to, today is the day where if you're going to make mistakes and you're going to screw up, today's the day to do it. It's on everybody's agenda.
Well, you know.
121-83.
Tech's good with slide rules and scientific calculators. And so why don't we just let those guys be and let them do what they're going to do. Every now and then there is going to be some good football because they are an ACC team, and they're going to get some good teams on the schedule. They're going to come in there and play. Unfortunately, they're going to be playing against.
Two more years for Paul Johnson, so this is what we've got this last season. A one-point loss to Tennessee in overtime, 42-41. You didn't play UCF because the game was canceled because there was a bunch of storms and hurricanes.
Storms, right.
Yeah. 38-24 over Wake. A loss to Virginia, 40-36. Got blown out by Duke, 43-20. You beat Jacksonville State, 37-10.
There you go.
You got Pitt, 35-17.
You got back on track.
You pushed Miami to the limit. They got you by 1 point. You lost to Miami, 25-24. Clemson beat you by 2 touchdowns, 24-10. You found a way to beat Virginia Tech. One thing I will say about Paul Johnson, he is good at beating Virginia Tech. Year in, year out, no matter how good Virginia Tech is or how bad Georgia Tech is, Paul Johnson finds ways to beat Virginia Tech.
Well, and maybe it's that one game is carrying him up in Atlanta.
Could be. 28-22 winners over Virginia Tech, and then they got thumped by Georgia 38-7 to close out the regular season.
It makes you wonder. It really does sometimes of I guess the tolerance level of the athletic departments of some of these schools and the things. You know, we saw a lot of that this past year in the SEC with Tennessee. You know, how much is a group willing? How many times do you have to be taken out behind the woodshed and embarrassed before you finally say, oh, you know, we probably need to make a change?
I just got a text from our producer who's in the Atlantic Ocean and says, I'm heading out to the boat. If you need to log in, here's the password.
And basically, he's on the boat, and he just threw you a life ring and said, here, swim.
That's basically him saying, I'm done. You're on your own. If it messes up again, dude, I've got a pole in my hand. I can't help you. Love it. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who also is on vacation. He's not here. Andy Jones sitting in for him.
And having a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. If you missed any of this show, you can stream it on demand. I'm assuming the website will still work. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Typically, we do Facebook Live, but I need my phone because if I don't have it, we're going off the air. I'm not even kidding you.
It's amazing what you're able to put together out here on such short notice. And all this, what you got here, what, 9:30 this morning, and then...
Did I get here? Brother, I've been here since about 8:30.
Oh, you've been on it since 8:30.
Everything was sailing just fine.
Until 9:30.
Until you walked in the door. I don't know what you brought with you.
It wasn't intentional, I promise you, sir.
The best thing that could happen for the Masters is to have Tiger Woods put together two fantastic rounds, get himself into contention, out by maybe three or four strokes coming around that amen corner.
Bishop, are you like, when you go to bed at night, are you taking some sort of sleep aid that increases your dream production or something over there? What's going on?
I'm an entertaining guy.
Because I'll go on the record right now saying that's not going to happen. Mr. Woods is liable to lose a club or two as he slings them out into the woods at some point on Augusta National. I just don't see it being his week. I really don't.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and of course those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling. 912-275-8271 and give them a like on Facebook.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply, fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available, so go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. the best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Back. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Andy Jones sitting in for Kip, who is on vacation yet again for a second consecutive week because he's Kip Ranch and that's what he does. You can take your, if you miss any of the show, you can go online, thesouthernsportsedition.com. It's been an entertaining show, to say the least. We're just kind of ducking and missing as we can. Andy Jones sitting in for Kip Ranch, and this segment is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Pier Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservations at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Love the scallops.
Picture this. Jordan Spieth on the 18th hole, hearing crowds back on the 15th yelling, and he looks up at the leaderboard, and he sees Tiger Woods heading to hole 15, and he only has a three-stroke lead.
Well, first of all, Tiger is going to be gone home by the time that probably Jordan tees off. He's going to be done, finished off the course, back taking a shower, and just thinking about what a train wreck he had out on the Augusta National. Well, Jordan's going to be out stroking and probably laying him down.
I'm just saying.
Hey, this is reality.
Picture
brother,
this.
This is reality coming out. I'm reality slapping you in the face with a dead fish right now.
Which typically, you coming in to do this show, typically, you're listening to the show while you're out on a boat every Saturday.
You know, usually, we looked at the weather. We did an evaluation. We said, you know, it's probably not worth the effort to try to get the boat out for an hour and a half of fishing, which it looks like we may have gotten 2 hours in before the rain's going to get started, maybe a little more. But, yeah, usually we're out in the water somewhere laughing and giggling at you and Kip, so we're having a good time. It's become part of our Saturday tradition. Either on the beach or in the boat, listening to the dynamic duo.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. It's folks like you that make this show the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia. Period. just saying. Julio Teheran, believe it or not, is now in his eighth major league season. Eight major league seasons now for Julio Teheran.
And retirement.
What we have seen from Julio Teheran is far less than a number one shutdown starter, which was what he was projected to be coming up through the minors and early in his major league career, and he's never rounded into that.
Finished.
So the Braves have a number three starter. Essentially, that's what Julio Teheran is. He's a solid three pitching out of the number one hole in their rotation. He's their top guy, and he's a number three starter realistically in Major League Baseball.
Maybe they're just pacing themselves with him, waiting for him to kind of come around here a little bit later on in the season.
Let me read this to you, okay? 2013, that was his first full season in the majors. 2013, 14-8, not bad. That was a pretty good year, 3.2 ERA, solid. Then he gets better in 2014. He wins 14 games again, but his ERA goes from 3.2 to 2.89. So now you're thinking, okay, we're on our way. And then that cold dead fish slapped you in the face. 2015, 11-8, 4.04. 2016, 7-10, 3.2. 2017, 11-13 with a 4.49 ERA.
Was it Paula Abdul that said, "What have you done for me lately?" Or was that Miss Jackson?
I think that was Janet.
"What have you done for me lately?"
I'm impressed that you went that far back with Paula Abdul. I'm also relieved that you got it wrong. I would have been concerned if you had gotten something by Paula Abdul right. I would have been concerned for you.
Thank you, Jason.
So it makes me feel better.
I'm just throwing grenades here where they land. I'm just trying to hit a little something.
Sure. Well, that's basically the premise of the show today. Just go with it. What I would have done, I'll tell you what I would have done. If I was the Braves general manager in the off season, I would have traded Julio Teheran and Matt Whistler in a package deal, and I'd have brought back a number one shutdown ace.
I don't think you could.
Two pitchers now.
You've waited too long to make the trade. If you'd done that maybe 2 years ago, you might have been okay.
I'm giving you two pitchers, two prospect pitchers with both with high ceilings. I'm not talking about coming in this year. I'm talking about after last year. Matt Whistler is never going to be a part of the Braves rotation at this point. They have screwed the pooch on Matt Whistler. He's got great stuff, but the Braves have shattered his confidence with this yo-yo thing that they have done with him. He's never going to pitch at the major league level with the Braves, so give him an opportunity to go somewhere else to where this team will say, "Look, if you have a bad start, you'll still be out there 5 days from now," which has not been the case for him in Atlanta in the last couple of years. And Julio Teheran is never going to be that number one guy. I'd have traded both of those guys if I could and gotten a number one shutdown ace in my rotation.
Well,
or I signed Jake Arrieta in the offseason, by the way. He was available.
It seems like that would make common sense, but, you know, again, we're not in the baseball business, so we don't understand. But it seems to me that that kind of move, if it had been done earlier, and you would have gone and kind of moved it on down the line a little bit.
See, I don't think you have to be in the baseball business to be in the common sense business.
Well, you got a guy that's out there, and I don't know what he's making. You know, you start working with caps and things.
Six years, $36 million, I believe, is what he's.
You know, is he getting a good seat at the stadium?
We're talking about Julio?
Yeah. I mean, he's back in the bullpen. He's sitting over there watching a little bit of baseball. We're going to call on him. He's going to throw some. You know, not too bad, I guess. Life's pretty good. And what is that? I guess you've got to show up for practice. Practice at least once a day.
I'm very proud of what just happened.
Well, I saw you over there making magic with the keyboard.
The computer kicked us off again. And I told you earlier in the show, my producer said he was going fishing. Here's the password. Deal with it. And so I entered the password in all by myself. And it worked. Our log's back on, which is just in time because I've got a hard scheduled out in about 3 seconds.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, ATTY.com.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Dish Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Dish Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Major League Baseball season has begun, and Glenn Academy great Adam Wainwright opened the season on the disabled list for the Cardinals. Wainwright should return from a pulled hamstring next week. Speaking of Glenn Academy greats, former quarterback DJ Dallas has been getting snaps with the first team with the Miami Hurricanes. It looks like Dallas may become the full-time running back next season for Martin Riggs Hurricanes. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. on 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That's my jam.
A little Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong or Mario Brothers? There's probably a little bit of both.
A little bit of both?
Yeah. That's my favorite bumper bit. Okay, so here's the deal. We've gotten all the way to the last segment of the show, somehow, some way, and we haven't, knock on wood, we haven't had a major malfunction to this point.
We're not done yet.
But I kid you not, we're propping this thing up on pins and needles. There's no solid structure or stability underneath this thing. It could go at any time. We're just fortunate and glad to be here. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, who's on vacation. Andy Jones sitting in for Kip on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017 to get your calls in on the Pristine Water landline. This segment is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts, Max Barbecue, Pristine Water, and by Brunswick Country Club.
You know, Jason, Golden Coast Golf Carts is a premier golf cart rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pick a delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals off Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenIslesGolfCarts.com or give them a call at 912-275-7727.
Tiger Woods coming around the 15th corner, the 15th hole at Amen Corner, three strokes off the lead.
You know, Jason, I can picture you right now asleep, curled up right there. Your little eyes are flashing in REM sleep. You know, your little eyelids are just bumping, thinking about Tiger Woods coming to another green jacket. But I'm afraid it's not going to happen.
Coming around that corner, three strokes off, and the crowd's going crazy, and everybody sees what's about to happen.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. Jordan's going to put that jacket on at the end of the weekend. Sunday night, he's going to be stretching another one out.
Realistically, for the Masters, having Tiger play through the weekend, even if he doesn't contend, is a really good thing because it gives you two storylines to be consumed. Obviously, folks,
well, there's a lot of old guys like you and me can go out there and go, I remember that guy when he came out here and started playing golf and won one of those green jackets, and he got my green jacket. Yeah, that's the good part about it. That's just the nostalgia of having Tiger Woods back on the club. And who is it? Was it Nicholas? In the par three tournament they had going on, his grandson was caddying for him. Grandson picked up the club. You know, they had little kind of, I guess they had little caddies kind of knocking it around too. Sunk the hole in one on the par three there in the par three tournament. And you got to think, what a magical moment that's got to be for that guy to sit there and see his grandson come out caddying for him, pick up the club, stroke it in there. Just, that's got to be, you know, out of all, you know, you think of Jack Nicklaus and the Master. That's just, you know, pretty much it's goated. He is the Masters in my book. You know, that's the guy. That's Jack Nicklaus. He is Mr. Augusta. and you see him go and have that kind of moment with his family, that's got to be a very special, special thing for him. Did you see it? Did you get a look at that? Did you see how neat that was? What a special minute.
It was. I've thought about that a little bit, too, since it happened.
But it was Tiger and his grandson, right?
Well, no, I've thought about that, and I've also thought about Tiger coming around Amen Corner on Sunday, three strokes off the lead, and how awesome that would be.
Get out of the azaleas over there, buddy.
Julio Teheran, just for the record, is career-wise, he's 58 and 53 as a career record in the major leagues.
Well, you win some and you lose some.
He's basically 50-50. He's a 500 pitcher. 3.64 ERA. That's not bad. But I just don't, man, I just don't see him as a shutdown ace. I see him. I mean, I see him for what he is. He's a number three starter.
Brother, I'm with you. I'm with you. What do you want me to? I can't do anything for you. You mean start a petition online?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We're going at management. Time for a change. I don't know. Hey, it's still early. Like I said, this is the time of the season where you go out to the ballpark, you take your kids, grandkids, whatever, you smell the popcorn, you smell the grass, and you just really enjoy just being there, no stress. Don't worry about it. Things don't start getting serious till after the break anyway.
Georgia Tech has extended Paul Johnston, their head football coach, another 2 years. He's averaging 7.5 wins a season. He is career 121-83. That's a .593 winning percentage. At
what was his first year at Atlanta?
9-4.
And what year was that? When did he go up there?
08.
You're looking at a guy that's been there. That's 10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm.
If you're in the athletic office, it's just hypothetical, and you're just thinking about this. And,
you're putting me in the athletic office?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. We're sitting around there. We got a couple jobs.
I like being an authority.
And what do we want to do, Jason? What do we want to do with the situation? We're obviously not going anywhere percentage-wise winning, but he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the region loves him, which they do. You know, you go back to Southern and the things that he's done there. And,
okay.
You know, it's regional. He's a fun coach. People really like him. When we get rid of him, who are we going to put back in the slot? Are we going to stay in house? Are we going to just clean? We're going to get a mop and just mop this whole thing out of the door and start over?
This is what I would tell you. This is what I would say. The time has come. Paul Johnston has had losing seasons two of the last three seasons. And even the 9-4 season wasn't that great. He still lost some games to some, he still lost to Clemson, teams like that. We got to get over the hump. We got to be able to start competing with Florida State and Clemson in the ACC, bar none. With what Paul Johnston does, it hinders us in our recruiting process because we can't really go and recruit top-notch athletes to come and play at Georgia Tech. Guys are hoping to go to the NFL, and the NFL.
We got to be able to get them in here academically too.
I understand that. Yeah, there are restrictions with academics. So here's what I would do. I would tell you, let's go ahead and fire Paul Johnston. Let's make an offer to Kirby Smart. He's done a good job at Georgia. Let's see if he won't take the Georgia Tech job. That's what I would say to you.
Well, you know, anything could happen. Anything is possible.
Tiger Woods coming around the 15th.
A meteor could fall out of the sky right now, land where a Chinese space station could fall on us and kill us right now. I'm sure, you know. But let me tell you, we're probably going to have to call some alum in and have a discussion before we put an offer across the table to Coach Smart.
That's fine.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The best hangout spot on St. Simons, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all.
happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simon's, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Here comes the warm weather, and it's time to make sure your HVAC is up to par. Nash Contractors is licensed and insured with courteous professional technicians and an 82-point checklist. We'll check it all, from thermostats to condensers, commercial or residential. Nash Contractors is locally owned and operated for 35 years. Servicing all of Glynn County and surrounding areas. Financing available on all new units. Call 912-634-1598. NashContractors.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.